President Bush told staff members yesterday never to take for granted the honor of working in the White House and to uphold the highest ethical standards. It was the first workday for the new administration, and while new employees found their way around the White House, the president met with top congressional Republicans. He also acknowledged the 28th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling by issuing an executive order. It prohibits the use of federal money for international family planning groups that provide abortion services. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
With the parties of the inaugural weekend over, the new administration settled into the White House yesterday. The first order of business for a room full of top staffers was to take an oath pledging their service to the president and to the American people. Afterward, President Bush spoke of the high standards that each of them must meet, saying he expects them to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
On a mantelpiece in this great house is inscribed the prayer of John Adams, that only the wise and honest may rule under this roof. He was speaking of those who live here. But wisdom and honesty are also required of those who work here. I know each of you is capable of meeting that charge. This is only our second day, but time moves fast around here. So let us begin the work we were hired to do and leave this a better place than we found it. God bless.
During the noon hour, the president lunched at the White House with Republican congressional leaders. They discussed the Bush legislative agenda for the coming months: education, Social Security, and Medicare reforms, improving pay for the military, and tax cuts. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott.
I think our meeting here this morning was just the first of many meetings to reach out to the Congress and to leaders in both parties and to leaders outside. That is an important part of the process.
The president, however, did not invite Democratic congressional leaders to the White House on day one yesterday. Instead, he brought in a small group of retired Democratic politicians, among them one-time party chairman Robert Strauss, former Senator John Glenn, and former Democratic Congressman Bill Gray, who currently heads the United Negro College Fund. In the election, President Bush received fewer than 1 in 10 of all votes cast by African Americans. After the meeting, Gray was asked by reporters about that lack of support.
I think the president has some challenges and that he's aware of them. And he's going to have the responsibility to reach out and try to build bridges with those that were not supportive of him.
Another part of the president's day was spent dealing with an issue that is among the most divisive in the country: abortion. It was the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Anti-abortion activists held their annual demonstration on the Mall protesting that 1973 ruling, and the president sent a written statement of support. Then, later in the day, he signed an order prohibiting the use of federal funds for international groups that either perform abortions or that offer abortion counseling. Bush spokesman Ari Fleischer.
He thinks that this will help make abortion more rare, and he thinks that it is not the wisest use of taxpayer money in any case to be used for abortion, to promote abortion. He philosophically, and this is shared by many people of both parties, opposes using taxpayer dollars to help fund abortion.
The move reinstates a policy first put in place by Ronald Reagan and then rescinded by Bill Clinton when he took office in 1993. President Bush's move was not unexpected, but it is one more sign that the White House is now under new management. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.